One Republican receiving a lot of good news lately is Arnold Schwarzenegger, California's governor-elect, but there are a few clouds looming. Outgoing Democratic Governor Gray Davis is putting through a lot of last-minute legislation that may tie the future governor's hands. Dan Weintraub writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Tell us briefly what kinds of laws Governor Davis is pushing through.
Well, he's just finished up with a couple of hundred bills that were on his desk at the end of the legislative session. And most of the controversial ones that he signed really were before the recall took place. He signed a major measure to require businesses to provide health care for their workers, and another one that greatly expanded domestic partner rights in California, almost making gay marriages or gay civil unions the equivalent of heterosexual marriage. And of course, earlier in the summer, he signed a measure, very controversial bill, to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. But over the weekend, most of the bills that he signed were more minor measures that Schwarzenegger himself probably would have been okay with.
So why is he doing this now?
Because he's still governor in California, as in most places. As long as you hold title to that job, you are entitled to all the powers and perks of that position, which means he can sign and veto bills. He can make appointments, which will probably be what he turns to now. He could even issue executive orders right up until the very minute he leaves office. His predecessors in that job have done the same thing, and despite the recall, I would expect Davis to do it as well.
But are there any political maneuverings behind this?
Well, certainly you have a change of power now from the Democrat to the Republican Party, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to lock in the things that they have accomplished over the past 5 years while Davis has been governor, and make it difficult for Schwarzenegger and his Republican allies to overturn those. There's also a little political slap over the weekend. The governor signed one bill that seeks to increase penalties for employers that tolerate sexual harassment in the workplace. And he the press release he put out on that one seemed to take a little bit of delight in needling a certain alleged sexual harasser.
What is Arnold Schwarzenegger saying about this?
Well, last week he asked the governor to stop signing legislation. He really meant effectively asking him to veto everything that was on his desk, because if the governor stopped signing them, they would become law without his signature under the system that we have here in California. But he also acknowledged that Davis had every right to sign and veto the bills as he saw fit, and he didn't make any serious attempt to change his course. I think he's content to wait out this transition period and take office and do what he can to move forward. Most of the things Davis did that Schwarzenegger objected to came before the recall, so this is really a period of tying up loose ends.
But he's also signing, as you say, appointments. And is that something a little more serious for the governor-elect?
Sure. There's hundreds of boards and commissions with members who serve, in many cases, fixed terms. There's many judicial openings that the governor can fill. And those are not only plumb positions that a new governor would like to have control over, but they could change the course of public policy and legal decisions in California for years to come. But again, there's really nothing Schwarzenegger can do about that. His mentor and the previous Republican governor, Pete Wilson, was making appointments and signing executive orders up until his very last minute as governor in 1999. So it's a long tradition in the changeover of power, and he's just going to have to live with it.
Dan Weintraub writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.